Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and/or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share with you for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open up our program for our audience participation. That is you! At which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and encourage. So we want you to know that we truly encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, as that is a part of our program that we bring you faithfully on a weekly basis. However, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick, brief moment to invite someone to the show and have someone share in the richness with you. Send someone a quick fax, an email, but better yet, let's go social. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your faithful and loyal support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets sitting at your laptop or your desktop, got your iPad, whatever you need to capture the notes, you want to grab that real quickly so you can truly capture the richness that will be shared today on the broadcast. Last week in our Shape Up series, we spoke about seizing the moment. Seize the moment. And we gave you an acronym, and as you know, Coach Adams loves to give acronyms because I feel like with an acronym, the points, the principles, the nuggets that are given are more clear, and it gives you a central focus around a particular theme, a word, whatever that may be. And so last week we gave you an acronym for SEIZE, and we were talking about SEIZE the moment. For the full show, you'll have to tune in. But I want you to know it was rich, and the information that was given, I've heard from a number of our faithful listeners who have said, wow, Coach Adams, that was awesome. I really was able to see that. And now because I can see it, I can now implement it and do it. And that's one of the things that really encouraged me, because I have grown to realize the wisdom that we can't do what we can't see. So when someone says, I can really see that and I can now take that and apply it, that means a lot, because that's saying that you can see what's being spoken. The words are being spoken and you're getting a picture image of that word that is relatable, that now you can step out and execute on that. And that is so important. And so Seize the Moment was our last installment, our last broadcast, available again online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you, Inspired Media, number 4, letter U. All righty. So without further ado, we're going to jump into today's topic. But before we jump into today's topic, or as I build around today's topic, I want to share with you, I was having a conversation with a dear associate of mine and friend, and it was so interesting because they were sharing with me that a young pastor was speaking to his father, and he was sharing with his father that he was having some struggles, and a struggle in a particular area. So he went to his father, who is a higher level pastor, for wisdom. And, you know, he's waiting for his dad, you know, young pastor. He's waiting for his dad, his mentor, his father, to, you know, kind of give him an approach that would coddle him, that would comfort him. And, you know, he was surprised, actually, by the way in which his father responded. He wasn't expecting that. He had a different expectation. And I can relate to this one because I struggle back and forth with this one. Many of you struggle as well with this issue of weight. And so in this particular case, it was around weight. And so he's sharing his struggle with his dad and all of that. And the wisdom that his dad gave him, and that in sharing, my dear friend sharing this story with me, really prompted today's installment of Motivational Monday and our topic, because, you know, I love for life to speak. And as we are on our journey of life, we can see different principles and hear different things. And I like to bring my been and given different fullness or richness to whatever that may be. And so in this young pastor speaking to his dad, who's a higher level pastor, and asking for his wisdom and sharing his frustration, you know, this barrier to his goal and just this struggle around weight. Bottom line was his dad said, stop it. Stop eating. And do it. Stop and do. Stop and do is what our focus is on today's installment of Motivational Mondays. And this was such a powerful revelation on so many levels because so often we want things to be far deeper than they are. And really, in essence, a lot of principles are very simple. It's just a matter of, will we gravitate and convert them? Will we do the wisdom around what has been shared? You know, many years ago, Nike said, just do it. Just do it. And that began to be a cult phenomenon. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. And so I can really see and relate to stop it. And do it. And so the question that is being raised today on Motivational Mondays around today's subject of stop and do. What do you need to stop so that you can do? What is it that you need to stop so that you can do? And what's interesting is that when I was reflecting on this very simple topic of stop and do, I was reminded of moving from good to great, the book Good to Great. And one of the principles in Good to Great, the author talks about having a things to stop doing list. Stop doing list. You know, so often you hear about things to do. What do I need to do? I have my things to do. I have this long list of things to do. And the author in Good to Great talks about the significance of what is it that you need to stop doing. So the opposite was being discussed in that it wasn't about your things to do list, but rather, what is it that you need to stop doing? For example, if you're procrastinating, you need to have that on the stop doing list. Stop procrastinating. On the to-do list, you would have plan, be more efficient, get things done, whatever the case may be. And I trust that you're tracking with me and you're really understanding where we're going as we're building around this topic of stop and do. I do have an acronym for you around STOP that I want to share with you. And of course, understanding that when we're talking about stopping something, we're talking about what is it that I need to cease and bring to an end? What is it that I need to bury, bottom line, so that I can move forward with my vision, I can achieve my goals, and I can live my dreams. Because, of course, for Coach Adams, it always comes back to vision, goals, dreams. Vision, goals, dreams. That is my assignment at Vision Training, giving you coaching empowerment and strategy so that you can crystallize your vision, move your vision to the next level, achieve your goals, ultimately all of that so that you are living your dreams. I have a young mentee, and actually she just turned 12, and I saw an Instagram post from her today. She was so excited. A year ago, she got a book deal. So at age 11, she got a book deal. And she just got the, you know, cover that she was revealing around her book. And I was too tickled by that. And I was tickled, why? Because she is 11 years old. And without question, and that's just simply one area of her life, but she is living her dreams. She's not hoping for her dreams to happen. She is living her dreams, and she's living her dreams. Why? Because she is doing what she needs to do on a regular basis to execute on her dreams. And so this unveiling, this revealing of the book cover was so sweet and special, because in order for us to live our dreams, we have to move away from those things that would prevent us. We have to stop and put an end to, we have to bury, divorce, cut off, disconnect from whatever it is that is preventing us from living out our dreams. Whatever it is that is preventing us from achieving our goals. You know, we are about to approach this halfway mark of this year. I know we have one more month. I know we have May to fulfill before we get to June. But when we close out May, and May is literally knocking next door, when we close out this month of May that we are approaching next door, half of 2018 will be behind us, will be coming to a close. And my question is, and this is where my heart is heavy, how are you progressing on your journey? Are you in the same place that you were in last year? Are you looking at those goals that you started the year out and you are still not moving forward in achieving what you've set out to do? Is there a disconnect? Many start the year with New Year's resolutions and they fizzle out in that first month. And I don't want this to be another year that you fizzle out. Another year that you reflect back with a lot of regret. May is significant because May, you need to make May count. You can't go back to the 4 months prior that have already been lost. But you can make May count as you go into and approach the next half of this year, 2016, that is fast coming to a close. I often reference my dad. My dad would say, and I'm sure others have said it as well, but my dad was the one that I would hear say this regularly. Time waits for no one. And I would hear him say that. And when I was in my younger years, it didn't mean anything to me. Time waits for no one. I'd be like, oh, okay, Dad. But now I understand the greater significance of that, because as I was just saying, the reality is that 2018, we are just at the door of approaching half of this year coming to a close. And so my desire for you is that May would be a month that you make it happen. And that's my campaign for May. May is make it happen month. So you have to make May count. And in making May count, we're looking at stop and do. What is it that you have to stop doing so that you can achieve your goals, so that you can do? We think it's so deep, and so we want it to be so profound, and so it's simple. There's certain things that we have to stop doing in order for us to be in position to do. It's very simple. And so with this acronym of STOP, what is it that we have to cease, that we have to bring to a close, that we have to bury, that we have to separate from, that we have to divorce? What is it that I have to stop so that I'm in a position to do? And that is what we're talking about here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we are in our Shape Up series and we are shaping up to win. I don't want you to close out this year. And I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, wow, it's April. Why are you talking about close? Because time waits for no one. And the reality is, when we close out May, half of the year is already gone. And we're moving into the next half of the year. And if you are not maintaining a clear focus on your journey and your trajectory is not clear on where you're going, and you're not seeing that progression of the gap that you have from where you are to where you desire to grow, closing, guess what? You're going to look up and you're going to close out another year in the same position that you were in before, feeling frustrated, disappointed, going around saying, woulda, coulda, shoulda, I wish I would have, I could have, but, I should have, but, with the excuses. And so I want us to take a look at what do we need to stop so that we can do. Stop and do is our theme as we go into May, which is Make It Happen Month. You must make May count. And so STOP, our acronym. Stop stalling. Stalling. What are you stalling for? What is causing you to stop running? What is causing you to no longer be effective? When we stall, we stop running, we're no longer being effective, we're no longer progressing, and on our journey, in order for that gap to close, we have to keep the momentum. There has to be a constant progression. So look at what is it that is allowing you to stall on your journey, that's causing you to stop running. When a car is on the road and it stalls, it stops running in that moment of that car losing power and it stops running. It is no longer effective. What is it that has you no longer being effective on your journey? What's pulling power from you? And these are the types of things that we have to evaluate. We have to be okay with taking a close look at so that we can be in a better position to move forward. I want you to see that gap, and I want you, in spite of, to take a step each day. And for some of you, you can take more than a step. I'm saying at the very minimum, take a step. One step each day, whatever that looks like, for you to be in a better position to close that gap from where you are to where you desire to grow in your dreams, with your vision, with achieving your goals. As I stated, for Coach Adams, it's three simple areas: vision, goals, dreams. Vision, goals, dreams. I come and I share every week on Motivational Mondays because I'm passionate about you crystallizing, manifesting, moving your vision to another level, achieving your goals. ultimately so that you are living your dreams. As I shared, my 12-year-old mentee, excited sharing today, her book cover at 12 years old, living her dreams. Are you living your dreams? We're never too old. We're never too young. Life is about purpose. So as we continue in this journey, as we're shaping up to win, associated with stop and do, what is it that I need to cease, that I need to bring to an end so that I am more effective in my performance, in my doing? Stop stalling. Stop stalling. Turning your focus. S is stalling. T is turn your focus. Stop turning your focus. What am I turning my focus from, Coach Adams? You're turning your focus away from your vision, away from your goals, away from living out your dreams. And when we're constantly turning our focus away from, we're no longer progressing in the direction of our goals, in the direction of our vision and living out our dreams. And so I have to stop turning my focus away from my vision, my goals, and my dreams. And I need to make sure that I fix my eyes on what is my target, what is it that I desire in life. That I fix my focus on my vision, that I fix my focus on achieving my goals, that I fix my focus on living out my dreams. This thing of focus is so significant and important because life happens. It's inevitable. It happens. You know, no one can tell you that what the journey of life is going to be like in between where you are to where you desire to go, that target. Just like when you get a roadmap, the roadmap doesn't tell you what the conditions will be of the road, the terrain, all of that. It just gives you an outline, a plan from point A to point Z. The same is true on our journey. And so different things will come up that will pull our focus. And my desire is that with my full circle of empowerment and motivational Mondays, if nothing else, every Monday, you can tune in and you regain your focus around your vision, around achieving your goals, around living out your dreams. That throughout the week, life may have caused you to lose focus, but when you come to Motivational Mondays on Monday, now jump-starting your week, resetting your week, you're getting what you need to be empowered to regain your focus of where you desire to grow. And so stop and do. What do I need to stop so that I can do? We need to stop stalling as we're going through our acronym for STOP. We need to turn our focus. And notice I said our focus, not just your focus. Whenever Coach Adams is sharing with you, yes, I'm in process, but I'm on the journey with you. And so know that I'm constantly reevaluating on a regular basis those various areas and components in my life as well. I'm not just coming saying, you do it, you do it, you do it, you do it, and I'm not in process. I believe we are continuously in process. As long as we have a dash between our sunrise and our sunset, the journey's not over, and the journey is a progression. So I'm in the trenches with you. We may be at different levels on our journey, but we're in the trenches. We're on the journey. The journey continues. Stop stalling. Turn your focus. O, overcome your fears. This thing of fears is so significant because it's been stated, and you've probably heard this time and time again, stated that fears represent false evidence appearing real. Many of you may or may not, if you're connected with me socially, you may have seen that on last night I went and supported one of my peeps, as one would say, in her vision of just a small piece of her vision, and that is she has stepped out and she is embracing her comedic side. What was interesting is that when we were chatting last night before she went on to the show, she's facing her fears in the moment, but not allowing it to cause her to stop. And many of us, our fears will prevent us from progressing forward. But this is what's so key, and when I heard her sharing that, I was seeing the principle so clear, that she has learned how to redefine her fear. So no longer is the fear preventing her from moving forward, but she's using the energy of that to fuel her forward. So it's not stopping her, getting her stuck from moving, which happens to many of us. And that's why I said we have to overcome our fears. Because if we don't overcome our fears, we will allow our fears to prevent us from moving forward, to prevent us from progression, because it gets us stuck. We end up being in quicksand and we can't get out because the fear has overtaken us and has become overwhelming, when it should be the opposite. We have to overcome our fears. How do I overcome my fears? I overcome my fears by redefining that energy. It's just like a mom. You know, someone has threatened her child or his child, that mom or dad, they get this super energy, this superpower. They're almost like a superhero in that moment of fear. Why? Because they learn how to redefine. They're not consciously saying, I'm redefining the fear, but instinctively they redefine it. And so instinctively, when your mindset is that of a winner, you can't quit. You may have moments where you have a bump along the journey. Failure happens. It's inevitable. But failure was not designed to prevent us from moving forward. As a matter of fact, today I posted a quote from Winston Churchill that said, success consists of going from failure to failure without a loss of enthusiasm. And so often when we're faced with failure or those setbacks that we have to now overcome and recover from and get back up, we're now dejected and our energy is pulled and all of that. So when I saw this quote by Winston Churchill, I thought, how profound, because we should continue forward with the same enthusiasm. It shouldn't take the wind out of our sails, but that's where this redefining our fears comes into play. Learning how to redirect that negative energy that can come and not allowing it to paralyze us, get us stuck in the quicksand, but I now use it so that now it is a support to propel me forward. It now becomes greater wind beneath my wings, as one would say, because it's now giving me greater energy to move forward. So we must overcome, learn constantly, consistently, how to overcome our fears. We're talking about stop and do. What is it that I need to see so that I can be more effective in my performance? What is it that I need to bring to an end, that I need to stop, that I need to say no more? Put that stamp of stop, done, over, so that I can now perform at a more effective process, a greater rate, get greater results, achieve more in my doing, in my executing. So STOP, our acronym, S, stop stalling, meaning stop allowing your power to be taken, because when something stalls, what happens is it is no longer running and it's no longer being effective. It's a loss of power. And when we stall, it's because we have lost, for whatever reason. I don't know your reason why you may lose power. It could be a bad relationship. It could be bad circumstances. It can be various things. It can be all of these things that we can go down a list. You know what your circumstances are that have you stalled in this moment and that you need to put it into. You need to stop it so that you can now perform at a different level. S, stalling. Stop stalling. T, stop turning your focus. We allow our focus to be shifted into these various things. And the greatest wisdom that I have learned, and I've learned so much wisdom from many mentors, my primary mentors that I serve in ministry with them, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, that whatever you give your attention to or lend your members to, that spirit will come and live in you. And so that speaks to whatever you give your attention to, whatever you're giving your focus to. And so we want to maintain our focus around our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. But life happens, and our focus goes to those negative things that, in essence, begin to pull power. They begin to suck all of the life and the energy out of us, and we have to battle against that. There's great power in attention. So I have the responsibility, you have the responsibility to guard your ear gates, what you're listening to guard your eye gates, what you're giving your focus to. In our listening, we're giving our focus to certain things that we're hearing, and that's why I brought in that element of guard your ear gates, your eye gates, and your ear gates. Those are the portals to the soul, and seeds are planted, negative or positive, through what we hear and through what we see. And that affects our focus. And so we want to stay mindful to turn our focus. We must overcome our fears. The O in our acronym STOP, S-T-O-P. Working through this diligently. Overcoming our fears. Taking on those things that there's hesitation for, taking risk, stepping out in spite of, quote unquote, the fears. As I was sharing with you that my dear associate last night, facing her fears, as we're talking about stop and do today on Motivational Mondays. I need to stop in this acronym that we're building. I need to overcome my fears. And so last night as I was sharing, enjoying my friend and her comedy show, she was facing her fears in that moment. But she redefined that energy. She didn't allow it to stop and prevent her. She allowed it to fuel her forward. S, stop stalling. T, turn your focus. O, overcome your fears. P, stop procrastinating. Stop postponing. I often have to remind myself, don't put off for tomorrow what you can legitimately do today, because many times when we're feeling frustrated on our journey, it's because we didn't get things done that we could have gotten done. We kept postponing things, and now we're at that deadline, and we're feeling the crunch, and we're feeling anxiety and all of that because of procrastination. So in order for us to position ourselves, because remember, we were saying, what is it that we need to stop doing so that we can now do. What am I doing, Coach Adams? I am working my vision. I'm achieving my goals so that I can live out my dreams. But there are certain things that I have to stop doing, as the author from Good to Great speaks about, that stop doing list versus the things to do. We have to have certain things on a list of, this is what I need to stop doing if I want to move from good to great. I shared the story of the pastor and his son. Stop eating. Stop putting the plate, fork, and all. Just stop it. The philosophy of Nike. Just do it. So in that, we want to make sure that we're focused in the right areas where our focus should be, and we're moving away from those areas where our focus should not be. So on my stop doing list, procrastination should be on there. Stop procrastinating. Stop putting off for tomorrow what I can do today. Do you know, I always feel so accomplished when I get things done early, ahead of time, instead of waiting until the deadline. And many of us, we operate a little bit better. We get those deadlines and we're crunching through. But it's something that happens. It's so fulfilling when we can look at that things to do list and we can say, wow, I'm getting some things done. You know, it's interesting. I was reflecting with someone and we hadn't talked in a moment. And we were sharing, what's going on your journey? What's going on your journey? And I constantly have, you know, those desires and what have you. And so I was reflecting and I opened up in my phone a little memo of my desires. And, you know, I was checking off, wow, this has been accomplished. Wow, this has been, wow. And it was so fulfilling. There is great rewards that comes from achieving what you set out to do. The opposite is true. When you're not achieving your goals, when you're not working your vision and you're not living out your dreams, you're just simply existing. And life is not fulfilled. We don't feel fulfillment when we are simply existing. And so I want to encourage you, don't just exist, but live. And live fulfilled because you are working your vision. You are achieving your goals and you're living out your dream. So today, stop those things that you need to stop. Stop stalling, turn your focus, overcome your fears, and stop procrastinating. Stop postponing. On the opposite side, we're going to talk about do. But before we talk about do, I'm seeing the time. It's amazing how quickly an hour of power flies by, and I want to honor my commitment to allow those of you who may be listening in, maybe you have a question or a comment or a thought around today's programming. I want you to know that this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in. You can make a comment and share your thoughts. Jump into today's discussion. I would love to know, are you getting anything from what's being shared today? What are you taking away? Do you have some greater insight? It's very simple. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be shy. This is, without question, a safe space. We love the interaction and truly encourage you without hesitation to chime right on in. It looks like we do have a caller, and I thank you. Caller, area code 310, last four digits 9917. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
Hi, Coach Adams. It's Yumiko. How are you?
Hi, Yumiko. Long time. Oh, my gosh. It's so great to hear your voice.
Yes, it's been a long, long, long time. I just wanted to comment on your whole topic for tonight. I think it's, I mean, your topics are always awesome. I mean, I haven't been on in a long time, but every single time I've gotten on, it's been so prevalent and so relevant. And I just want to share, I just incurred a new boss, and amazingly, she had to do some major cleanup behind my previous boss. And my boss had documentation dated all the way back to 2002. That was so irrelevant. We filled up probably about five bins of trash. And it goes back to what you're saying. I think what happened was she kept procrastinating on cleanup, procrastinated on clearing stuff, and it just got overwhelming. And that's what happens when you procrastinate and you don't take care of things, then it becomes overwhelming because now you've got this big mountain that used to be a molehill. And I heard one person say, if you just take a little bit, just take some time and do a little bit each day to accomplish those tasks, you'd be amazed when you, like you said, when you look back at what you've accomplished. But if you never get started, you'll never get to the conclusion of the matter. And so oftentimes we're procrastinating and we delay and then it gets bigger and we get more stressed out and we feel more anxiety. We're like, we got to get this done. We have to get this done. And we never move forward to accomplish those tasks. And so then they become more of a stress and anxiety because now you've gotten so behind trying to get some things accomplished. But I just want to say thank you so much again. I mean, your topics are always so prevalent and just such food for thought. So thank you so much.
And thank you, Yumiko. I appreciate you tuning in and the richness of what you share whenever you chime in. And you know what's so interesting is last week we were in our Shape Up series talking about seize the moment. And the reason why I bring that up is because the S in seize the moment was start where you are. And, you know, I often use the analogy that I didn't create. I've heard others say it. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. We can't try to eat that elephant in one gulp. You know, you have to take a bite at a time because of the massness of it, because it's so huge. And the same is true with what you just stated. So often we do. We allow things to get out of control, and then we don't want to start. We put our heads in the sand like the ostrich, and it's so overwhelming, we don't want to deal with it. And I love how you connected that in such a real-life scenario that, you know, people do it every day. We postpone, we put things off, we procrastinate, and then we look up, and there's this huge mountain before us, and now we're struggling with, oh, my God, it's so much to do. Oh, my God, I can't. And I love that you brought in the simple principle of just start. And so thank you so much for the added value, richness, and tuning in and being so faithful. I so appreciate you, and it's great to hear your voice. I want us to continue in today's programming. I want to make sure we're talking about stop and do. And you do still have time for those others that are listening in to chime in, and we love the interaction. So, again, this is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Yumiko, I'm going to ask if you can press 1 to remove yourself so that if at a later time you want to jump back in, you're able to do that, and I'm clear that it's a new comment or question, so press 1 to remove yourself. The dial-in number, if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, is 516-453-9374, 516-9374, and again, simply press 1 on your telephone keypad, and don't be shy. This is a safe space. And so we've talked about STOP, and we've given the acronym around STOP and the richness of what is it that I need to stop doing so that I'm in position to do. Now, do is two letters. It's simple. Do your work. Diligently is our D. Ongoing is our O. Be diligent, and in whatever you do, do it ongoing. When we're saying do it ongoing, we're saying be consistent. Many years ago now, and I don't know how many years ago, but quite some time ago, because, of course, I've been on my journey a long time, and since 1998 at different levels, and I've had different realizations along the way. And many years ago, this was before Motivational Mondays was birthed, before my 4 Hours of Power Wind Shop was birthed, before becoming a co-author and a participant of the Change Book 14, which is currently available if you're interested in your autographed personal copy from Coach Adams. Simply shoot an email to our team, admin@coachadams.com, or you can give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. You know, I must say, just a quick sidebar, it's so fulfilling to be able to say, wow, I've accomplished that. To have my name associated with being an author, that's huge to have accomplished that. And, you know, I reflect back, I had an individual who acquired the book, and she sent me a note, and her note was so encouraging, and I want to share her note with you because it was so powerful. And she said, Coach Adams, I just read The Power of Words, which is my chapter in the Change Book 14. Coach Adams, I just read The Power of Words. I read it 2.5 times while on my lunch break. And girl, it's, and she did this in all caps, phenomenal, fantastic, excellent, touching, sincere, honest, transparent, fluid, moving, empowering, and brilliantly written. This is someone else's reflection, not my reflection. This is what others is saying around my chapter in the Change Book 14 on the power of words. She goes on to say, you by and with grace did it, and that she was so very proud of me. And the one thing that I want to share with you associated with the power of words, words carry weight. And words are spoken, and we don't realize that words are powerful, that we must select the words that we speak and the words that we receive wisely. So if you're interested in acquiring your copy of the Change Book 14, autographed by your very own Coach Adams here, don't hesitate to contact our team. Again, admin@coachadams.com if you want to hear more, and or give us a call at 310-289-2101. But when we get back to stop and do, and we were talking about do, and the reason why I made that connecting point is because with our doing, we must be diligent in our do. D, diligent. We must do it ongoing and be consistent. And the reason why I made that connecting point with the book and Motivational Mondays and 4 Hours of Power and all of that associated with what we're talking about today as we're shaping up to win and bringing today's broadcast to a close, that many years ago I realized that I was consistently inconsistent. And that's why I'm saying with doing requires that we are, one, diligent. And this diligence is bringing care and consciousness to what we're doing. So I'm doing my, working my vision. I'm achieving my goals so that I can live out my dreams with diligence. I'm doing it with great care. And I'm doing it at a high level of consciousness. And I'm doing it ongoing. I can't just do a little bit today and nothing for 2 months and then expect great results. I have to do it with consistently, ongoing, a step at a time. Everyone's schedule is different. Some of you may still be in the marketplace trying to handle maintaining every day while you're birthing your vision, and that's fine. But each day, even if it's just 1 hour out of the day, do something that moves you closer to your target. Do something that closes that gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. That when you have your target, the trajectory is clear. Each day you're doing something to progress. I remember early on at the start of my journey as a speaker and trainer and all of those various titles and hats that I wear today, I remember hearing Jewel Diamond Taylor say and share a piece of her story that before she launched out, she was on a job and she said, you know, my lunch hour was her hour of power that she was working her vision. And so even if it's just 1 hour, take some time to progress in the direction of your vision. It's so important. It's so needful. Don't allow yourself to stall. Don't allow your focus to be turned away. Do what you need to do to overcome your fears and ultimately stop procrastinating. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I want to share with you and remind some of you that we have socially our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum so that we can keep the dialogue going. You can give show recommendations, ask questions and various things, interact socially. It is an open forum. It is called Motivational Mondays forum and it's on Facebook. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. On our next installment, we're going to continue our Shape Up series, and we have a dynamic guest that will be joining us. Again, May is Make It Happen Month, so I want you to make May count. Do whatever you need to do to make May count, because when May closes out, we're moving into the next half of the year, and I don't want you to go into the next half of the year with regrets. I want to stay connected with you. If you are not already a part of my network, please visit my website at coachadams.com, coachadams.com, or shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com. You're always welcome to call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Again, I want to continue to grow in partnership with you and support you on the various layers and levels on your journey. Speaking of that, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, in January and July, we host our live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. It's a powerful time to shape up and win in a live setting, a dynamic time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. 4 hours of power, you will receive empowering tools to win on your journey in life to become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Advanced tickets are currently available. If you're interested, shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Always know that sponsorship opportunities are available for you to be a sponsor here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and or a sponsor in partnership with one of our Win Shops. Know that we don't want you to miss our next installment. If you've missed previous broadcasts, they're available online. We thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. As you continue on your journey Stay mindful of what you need to stop so that you are in better position to do. Make it happen. I coach and you win.